kind of developing some, I guess, some kind of game situations for some really young cornerbacks you have.
Well, they're going against some good wide receivers. Every day the ball's in the air. They're going against guys like Q Patton and all that kind of stuff, you know. So those guys are getting a lot of on-the-job training, and those guys are working every day competing. That's all you can ask, you know. Work on little things. They don't get beat, but just keep competing and work to get better.
I know you've seen Bryson Abraham go against Quentin Patton a lot during spring practice. I don't think the question is him getting reps. I think he's getting a ton of that. But the question is, how do you keep him confident in his ability while going up against a guy like Quentin Patton?
Well, the thing about that is Quentin's making some plays, Bryson making plays. So when he's having success, he's getting his confidence. He knows he's going against a good player, you know. And things that there's times that when he does make a play, he knows that he's done something to keep him from making a play. So he's learning from it and getting better, and he's getting more confident every day.
Talk about the recruitment of Bryson Abraham. What did you see in him early on that made you say this guy could be a special corner?
Well, the guy is a great athlete, and he's a guy that played quarterback. So most of those guys are more accountable, and that's the thing. You play wide receiver in high school his junior year, and they move him to quarterback, and he studied the position, and he wanted to be great at it. That same way with corner. He's studying the position and wants to be great at it. So he's got all the physical tools to be great, you know. He's just got to work and learn it, you know. He's got the athletic ability of a corner.
What do you think the fast maturation is a result of? Is it because of his studying of the position?
I just think that and just reps, you know, getting a bunch of reps, the ball's in the air. You know, some offenses that don't run the ball a bunch, so you don't get those passes in there and getting a chance to get beat and learn from it, learn from your experiences. But the ball's always in the air. We're practicing all the time against those good wide receivers, so you don't have a choice but to get better.
I know corner was a bit of a thin position last year. How do you see depth developing in your position this spring and coming this fall?
Well, I mean, Dave's the only guy that's played. You know, Levanda plays special teams, and he's had the toe. But Rison's coming along, and then we got some walk-on guys that are coming along and playing, and this is their first year in the program, so they're just learning. I mean, this is all new to them. And plus, we got some guys coming in, so the more guys you have, the better the competition. With this offense that we run, the ball's going to get in the air, and they're going to learn how to play the position.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.